April 9, water for the thirsty. In the last day, that great day of the free feast, Christ stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. John 7:37. Once a year at the Feast of Tabernacles, the children of Israel call to mind the time when their fathers dwelt in tents in the wilderness as they journeyed from Egypt to the land of Canaan. The services of the last day of this feast were of peculiar solemnity, but the greatest interest centered in the ceremony that commemorated the bringing of water from the rock, when in a golden vessel the waters of Siloam were borne by the priest into the temple, and after being mingled with wine were poured over the sacrifice on the altar, there was great rejoicing. On this rejoicing, above all the confusion of the crowd and the sounds of rejoicing, a voice is heard, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. The attention of the people is arrested. Outwardly all is joy, but the eye of Jesus, beholding the throng with the tenderest compassion, sees the soul parched and thirsting for the waters of life. The gracious invitation, Come unto me and drink, comes down through all the ages to our time, and we may stand in a position similar to that of the Jews in the time of Christ, rejoicing because the fountain of truth has been opened to us, while its living waters are not permitted to refresh our thirsty souls. We must drink. As the children of Israel celebrated the deliverance that God wrought for their fathers and his miraculous preservation of them during their journeyings from Egypt to the promised land, so should the people of God at the present time gratefully call to mind the various ways he has devised to bring them out from the world, out from the darkness of error, into the precious light of truth. We should gratefully regard the old waymarks and refresh our souls with memories of the loving kindness of our gracious benefactor. As we journey onward, what a blessed privilege is ours to accept the invitation of Christ. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.